Well, it seemed to be appreciative of the film. I mean, I think a lot of folks are getting really interested in where their food comes from and have for a number of years now. And it's a little bit of a different story in the Deep South. We might not have embraced farmers markets and local sustainable agriculture quite as quickly as other regions in the country, but we have a long-standing tradition of being able to feed ourselves that really has only gone away in the last 60 or 70 years. So I think the film meditates a little bit on that. How do we turn everything around? And so I think there are a lot of folks that see the movie that get interested in thinking about where their food comes from, and that's been a really great response.
Is there a longer schedule to promoting this? What's after, I guess, it comes to Tuscaloosa this coming weekend? What's next for it then?
Well, actually, on Saturday night, it'll play in outside of Miami at a festival down there. So I'm going to fly to Miami and then fly back here for the screening on Sunday. But then it's playing in Santa Fe, and it's playing in Birmingham, and it's playing in Huntsville, and it'll play statewide on Alabama Public Television on September 23rd. And then it's going to other festivals around the country, a couple in California and some up in the Northeast. And then it'll air nationally on public television next summer in July of 2013.
Are you surprised by the reaction to the film? You know, I know part of the process is to be embedded into your project and to get it out there and to get it be seen. But are you surprised how much legs this has had?
Yeah, it's been really gratifying, obviously. I mean, I worked on the movie for a really long time, so it's nice that people are actually getting to see it. And it's a little strange because the film is really personal. It's really about my wife and I and kind of about my family and my roots in agriculture. So when my grandmother first saw it, she said, well, I like it, but I don't think anybody else is going to like it because it's about us, you know? So it's been sort of it's been great to see the reaction because I think a lot of people can identify with my story. You know, they felt sort of connected to the land from a generation or two ago, but then really lost that connection and are now trying to figure out what does it mean to not know where any of your food comes from, to not really have a connection to place anymore, which is, I think, what a lot of the film is about.
It has a showing on Sunday in Tuscaloosa. Can you describe what it's like to essentially screen here in your own backyard?
Yeah, I mean, I love the Bama Theater. It's one of my besides the Alabama Theater in Birmingham, which I was fortunate to screen at Sidewalk, which has a long connection to my family. My granddaddy actually worked at that theater. But the Bama Theater is my other home. You know, I'm a member of the Arts Council. I help curate the Bama Art House film series. So it's great that we have this amazing resource. And I actually love watching movies at that theater. So it's nice to have that space to show it. But it's also great because a lot of the people who are in the film are actually going to be at the screening too.
I know I asked you this before, but, you know, as you've been living with this a little bit longer, but a desire to maybe follow up Eating Alabama. Maybe there's a storyline in there that you'd like to explore a little bit more.
Well, I think the thing that interested me most about the story and what I feel like is a really strong thread throughout the film is trying to understand our connection to a place and to our families. And those are the themes that I'm interested in exploring in other films. In fact, I'm beginning work on another film that's going to deal with my own connection to this place, to Alabama, in a little bit more explicit way and kind of dealing with genealogy and family history and trying to really unpack what it means to tell yourself you're from a certain kind of family. So those are issues that come up in Eating Alabama that I'm definitely interested in. In terms of food, I mean, it's changed our lives in terms of the way we eat, and it's certainly, I feel like a kind of food activist a little bit, but I don't have any interest in making another food documentary just yet.
All right, so your best sales pitch right now, tell people why they should see this, even if they think it's not for them.
Well, I think all of us in Alabama are linked by a common ideology about our state being a really strong agricultural state. And I think that the film certainly looks into that legacy a little bit, but it also complicates it in a way. And I think that it's good to think about where your food comes from. I mean, if we can advocate for local food economies, I think we can create a stronger economy for the entire state. That and no one really makes films about Alabama. And this is definitely a film about Alabama. So I'd love to have people come out and support it.